Dr. Jerome Hunsicker, an aircraft designer who chaired the departments of mechanical and aeronautical engineering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. In 1933, the year Hitler came to power, Hunsicker became vice president to the Goodyear Zeppelin Corporation, which manufactured airships that offered passenger flights to various countries, including Germany, Brazil, and the USA. It should be noted that less than 3 months after the 1984 death of Dr. Hunsicker, the last survivor of those named in the MJ-12 documents, the disputed documents suddenly arrived at the home of a UFO researcher. Many feel Hunsicker's death may have signaled to someone in the official world that it was now permissible to leak the MJ-12 Eisenhower briefing document. Sidney W. Sowers, a retired Rear Admiral who in 1946 became the first Director of Central Intelligence, appointed by President Truman. He was Executive Secretary to the National Security Council in 1947 and remained a special consultant on security matters for a time after leaving that post. Sowers also had a lifelong connection to American corporate business. Between 1920 and his death in 1973, Sowers had executive positions in the Mortgage and Securities Company of New Orleans, First Joint Stock Land Bank, the Canal Bank and Trust Company of New Orleans, the Aviation Company, and the General American Life Insurance Company. Gordon Gray, an heir to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company fortune, who was Assistant Secretary of the Army in 1947, became Secretary of the Army in 1949. And a year later was named a special assistant on national security affairs to President Truman. After that, Gray was named director of the government's Psychological Strategy Board, PSB, established in 1951 to undertake disinformation and psychological warfare against enemies. During his stint on the PSB, Gray's chief consultant was Henry Kissinger, who was also a paid consultant to the Rockefellers. According to one source, Gray directed a psychological strategy study on UFOs, consulted by CIA Director Walter B. Smith. Gray was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, from the Truman through the Ford administrations.